never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you. Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Cast your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. Ain't life unkind? Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you.
Good evening. How is everyone? I hope everyone's doing fine. This is Little D for the Big D Radio Show. Welcome to Live 95.5. Brother Bobby's here tonight from New Life Church. How are you, Bobby?
I'm great. Fantastic. And Warming up.
How's your week been?
Cold.
How's it now?
Yeah. So, you know, off work a couple of days because of the cold and the snow and the ice that we didn't get. But, you know, doing good.
Got a little bit now.
Yeah, I got a little bit, but not as much as some other folks. But made use of the time. It was really good. So, yeah, we're doing good. We're looking to warm up a little bit, though.
Yes, and my pipes might unfreeze.
Oh, did they freeze?
They are frozen.
I'm sure a lot of folks did. Mm-hmm. I had to leave my pipes dripping, my faucets dripping.
I left mine dripping in my kitchen, but I was informed today by one of my clients, Mr. Swan, from What's Happening in Coleman. He advertises with us that I was supposed to, the furthest away, I was supposed to leave them dripping, and I didn't,
yes.
So my bathrooms froze. So,
yeah, there is a science to that.
I didn't do that. Brother Bobby, would you start us out in prayer, please?
Absolutely. Father God, we are so thankful that you love us and you... You've called us to yourself, and you've demonstrated your love through Jesus Christ, and you've given us the indwelling presence of your Spirit to lead us and guide us, to affirm in us that we're your children, and we're so thankful for these things. And Father, we know that we're lights in this world, and that we have opportunities to show forth your glory, and we seek to do that at all times in every opportunity situation. And we ask you to do that now, that you would settle our hearts, that the gospel is the greatest thing that we can know, and that Jesus is the most wonderful person ever, and that you have given him as an example to us and as our Savior, and that we can depend upon you in all things, that if you would send your only begotten Son when we were lost and when we were your enemies, then surely as your children you love us so very much, and we're thankful for that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
That. Well, I know I want you to spread the gospel a little bit. I see you've got some stuff there that you're going to talk about Jesus a little bit.
Well, I can talk about it. You know, sometimes I have a thought and sometimes I don't.
Well, but, to start off, I would like to take a few minutes, and I have some things that I would like to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually behind the scenes, and as the executive director here, I've been here for a year. And I've enjoyed my job tremendously. Daryl Nethery, Big D, has been a big part of my life. Mm-hmm. He is the Big D Show. The Big D Show was created by him. He was here a week before I came in. And I want to tell everyone, I know he made an announcement on Facebook last Friday about this being the Little D Show. This is not the Little D Show. This is the Big D Show. And it will remain the Big D Show. I have a voice. And I know this is hard for me. I'm sorry. And I'm not usually like this. But I will stand firm on this. The reason that I came into this show is because of prayer. And I know you don't know that. And probably my audience doesn't know. But I asked Daryl, I sent him a private message, and I asked him why he did not pray on the air. And he invited me in to be an intern. God guided my feet here. And this is the foundation that I will stand on, because this part and this segment of the show means more to me than anything about the show. And that's the truth for me. That's where my heart lies. So when I came in here, Daryl told me that you had prayed over the show that night, mm-hmm. but you didn't pray on the show. So when I came in, that's one thing that changed, is that we start the show with prayer and we end the show with prayer. And Daryl, I respect tremendously. He's a wonderful man, and he needs a break, and I understand that. But this will not be the Little D Show. The show has never been about me, and it never will be. Every week, I bring a pastor, which is you. I try to bring a nonprofit and a local business owner, and I also try to discover a new musician. But the one thing that's happened to me over the year, sorry, is that God has worked in my life in a miraculous way. And a lot of that credit goes to Daryl. Mm-hmm. Because without him inviting me here through criticism, because I criticized him, and he doesn't like to be criticized. No one does. But I did it with love in my heart. I watched Feed that night, and I listened, and I paid attention to what other people were saying throughout the show. And so it prompted me to send him that message. He invited me to dinner, and I went to dinner with him, and then I came in here as the intern. I want to say that the work that I have done here, and I use that word lightly, the I word, because I'm not an I-type person. I'm self-sacrificial. I always have been. If I'm not doing for others, then I'm not doing what God wants me to do, because it's not about me. I want to say that this is the part of the show that I want to always be reminded the Big D Show is based around. And that is the love of God. The comfort that you bring here every week. The love in your heart that you show and bring to this table and that audience. And I know that there's other pastors in this town. And I know that there's other pastors that would come in here and preach the gospel just like you. But you were brought here for a purpose too. I met you for a reason. I want to fulfill that purpose. And I don't want the Big D Show to die. And I do not want it to be the Little D Show. And if I have authority here, which I do because I have a voice, and out of respect for Daryl, it will remain the Big D Show. We will come in here every week, and we will bring what our audience needs. Because it's not about us, it's about them. If there's one person out there that does not know the Lord, then you're fulfilling your purpose, and so am I. And that's the foundation I will stand on tonight. And I will push forward. Wherever the Lord takes us is where we're going. And I want to tell Daryl that I appreciate him. And I respect him in a manner probably that no one else does. And I work with him every day. I see him most days. Some days I don't. But his calling is here, and I know that. What he does and the talent that he has is God-given. And I heard him say last week that he has no talent, and that's not true. So from me to him, I want him to know that he's a very talented man, and his love for the Lord shines. I know sometimes it's hard for all of us because, you know, we live in a busy world. We all, especially Daryl, work too hard. But with that said, I want you to preach a little gospel.
Well, I am here because of Big D. I do believe that God was involved in that. You know, I only came to the first show. I was invited to the first show to come. He wanted the first show to start off with prayer, and he wanted that to be known that there was a God aspect to mm-hmm. it. And so that's why he invited me to come. And then he asked me to come back every week, and so, you know, that was not my idea or intention, but it's been a year now, mm-hmm. so that's the way it's been going. And so I have sought to say things, you know, to an audience that would be beneficial on some level, at least from my perspective of the gospel. And that's what I have on my heart tonight. You know, thinking about the places that we are in life. And there's always difficulties. I've been thinking about, you know, the seasons of life. And I've talked about that a couple of times. But we all have seasons in our lives. And I think that's the nature of life in this world, is there are various seasons that we go through. Hopefully we don't go through all those seasons at the same time, like the weather in the last couple of days, a few days. But we all go through hard times, difficult times, trying times, happy times, rejoicing times, victorious times. Mm-hmm. We all go through that, and there needs to be a time of evaluation and contemplation, I think.
I agree.
To you know, determine, you know, what are we doing, and why are we doing what we do, and is there merit to that? Is there benefit to that? And so I don't know exactly everything that's going on that you spoke about, so I certainly don't need to and don't want to speak to that. But I do know that in my own heart, I have been considering the radio show and what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And the last few weeks, just in my own private way, I've been thinking and praying about that, seeking out, you know, what does God want? What does the community need? And mm-hmm. are we being effective? And so, you know, that thought, along with, you know, some of the things I've been studying to preach in that, I was reminded of a friend of ours named James Ryle, who last lived in Franklin, Tennessee. He was a pastor friend of ours, and he tossed some things on this that to me has been very instrumental in my life and others. And he said that the first fact is that healthy things grow.
It's true.
Healthy things grow. And I guess, you know, if something's unhealthy, it don't grow, you know, and we have to, sometimes we have to evaluate those things going on in our life. Are we growing? Is what we're doing growing? Is that a fact? Is that true? And if we want to be healthy, then we're going to grow, and that's a fact. And but you can't always evaluate something by looking at it to tell if it's growing or not. You know, I'm a gardener, and you know, I'm one of those guys. I go plant the seeds, then I go back every day to see if it came up yet. You know, so you can't always see if something's growing, and so we have to consider, you know, the truth behind all of that. So organic things, people, plants, you know, whatever, and even businesses and radio shows and whatever, everything, if it's healthy, there's a fact to it that it will grow, no matter what we're talking about. But the thing that maybe gets us first of all is that growing things change. So healthy things grow, growing things change. That's fact number two. And I think maybe that's where that gets a lot of us. we don't like change. We don't want to change. We get comfortable with the way things are. And we want them to stay that way. And that's just not the nature of the way God's created us. Life changes. People change. Things change. And we have to learn to go with that. So sometimes when things become to be different, you know, we get upset by that many times, or we don't understand it, or we're discouraged by it. But it ought to be change. We ought to see is a good thing, because if it's changing, then it's growing, most likely. So let us begin to see change in a different way. But changing things challenge us, and that's what we're saying. It challenges us. So when things are not going the way...
Are you preaching to me?
When things are not... Listen, I walked in here with this.
I see that. Lord.
So take it however you want it. But,
I got you.
Changing things challenges. And so when things change, you know, we want to rebel against that. We all do. I do. I mean, you know, I love things to be this way. And then when they're different... you know, I have this idea of the way things are going to go, especially my schedule.
Right.
And if somebody changes that in here, you don't see it out here, but in here, mm-hmm. I get upset.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dadgummit, why didn't they do it like we're supposed to do it? But I've learned that you go with the flow and you conquer that and going on.
Me
but changing
too.
Things challenge us. And so, you know, our friend James Ryle said the only person that likes change is a wet baby. So, you know, who likes change? Well, none of us like change. And so we want things to stay the way they are. We are creatures of habit. We're creatures of comfort. And we want things to be left alone when they're the way we like them. But that's a good place that we die. And so sometimes, you know, the greater the change, the greater the challenge. And so if we're in a growth mode, healthy things grow, growing things change, changing things challenge us, and challenging things force us to trust God. That's fact number four. I mean, what else are we going to do? We're going to quit? I mean, we're going to quit life? We're going to quit whatever we're doing? No. Challenging things force us to trust God. So when we feel challenged about things, it requires us to make a decision of whether we're going to trust God or not. And, you know, especially, you know, when we're faced with something that seems like it's bigger than we can handle. You know, so many times things comes at us that seems like it's more than we can do, more than we can take, more than we can overcome. And so, you know, that requires us to even dig down deeper about, okay, we're going to trust God or not. And there's a decision to make about that. God knows our limits, and he knows the pressure that we need to be able to be challenged. And if God really is God and we really are his children and he really does love us, then we have to expect that he's a father that's going to challenge us. Otherwise, we're not going to grow, and we're not going to develop into the healthy people, children that he wants us to be. So you know, what might be a test for one person, you know, it may be a walk in the park for somebody else. So, you know, God's going to be the one that we have to have simple trust that he knows me and loves me more than anybody else. And so once I'm trusting God, now then trust leads to obedience. Fact number five, trust leads to obedience. And so, you know, trust and obey. I mean, there's a song by that title,
right? Yes, there
is. But it's also, it goes together in the scriptures that, you know, trusting and obeying. And I think those are two very different things. you know, trust, I believe we have to learn, and obedience as well. But we will not obey until we trust, I don't think. And so as we learn to, as we trust God, then we learn to obey Him and know that He's leading us, guiding us, directing us, and that these things going on in our lives, as random as they may seem, we don't live that way. We don't believe that life is just random. We believe that as children of God that He is orchestrating the things in our lives. And so with a perspective like that, it's easier to obey if we believe that God is the God that He is, and that He is sovereign, and that He does love us. And it's much easier to obey when random things are happening around us or within us. But as we obey, you see, that's what makes us healthy. And so, you know, we have to know, I believe, that obedience is probably the one key thing that takes us to spiritual maturity. If we don't learn to obey, and I say obey God in a context of, I know some people take that as obeying Scripture, and there is an aspect of that, but, you know, I'm very much focused on the indwelling presence of the Spirit, and it's there that I see obedience is necessary, because I can obey in a way that looks to everybody else like I'm great, and inside I can be rebelling the whole time.
It's true.
So the Holy Spirit in me knows me so well, I can't get away with not obeying. I can't fool Him. And so that's where my obedience really matters. Am I going to be true to the Spirit that is in me? And am I going to trust Him that He is God to me? And so as I obey Him, that affirms my trust. It affirms my love, my dependence upon Him. It affirms that. And as I am obedient, that in turn causes me to grow and mature. And that makes me healthy. And that takes us back to the top of the list, doesn't it? Healthy things grow. So we get back where we started, and it's that cycle of spiritual growth that I believe happens for every child of God, but I see it also happens in relationships and other situations and circumstances of life. And so as we give ourselves to this process, I think it's important to understand that everything organic has this nature about it. It needs to grow. Otherwise, we become stagnant and we become ineffective, you know, in the things we're doing, the way we're doing those things. And so maybe there is an application for us here tonight. I certainly didn't come with that on my mind at all. But maybe there is. Maybe, you know, growing, is complicated and challenging, and maybe that's what needs to happen. Maybe there needs to be some growth. And if we're going to be healthy, then that has to be true. So as we submit ourselves to God, and believe that He is obviously our Creator, He is our Father, and that He does want to take care of us more than we can realize.
Well, and throughout my life, and I've come a long way, is that I feel like, I don't feel like I know. I've been in my prayer closet for 3 days now, and I've really, really been concentrating on shutting up and listening. My spiritual growth is important to me, and it's amazing to me how God works, because not knowing, because I haven't spoke to you today.
No, I haven't spoke to you since last Thursday.
What you brought to this table tonight confirms to me exactly where I'm at and what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, you know what? When's the last time you saw me walk in with a piece of paper like this?
It's been a while.
Or have you ever?
I have a couple times, but it's been a while.
So I'll leave that with you.
I was going to ask you for it, actually, because...
Because I never bring a piece of paper, you know. And
I know.
Today, before I left for work, I thought, I'm going to copy that and take it.
And the way that it applies not only to me is I hope there's someone else out there that is listening that it applies to them.
Absolutely.
Because the one thing that stands out for me in this is the growing things change. Mm-hmm. Without water and food, it's not going to grow. It's going to wither and die.
Absolutely.
And to me, God gives us the essential things, food and water.
Mm-hmm.
And he supplies our needs to grow.
Yes,
and
he does.
That's what comes to my mind, because mm-hmm. I know for myself, and I believe like you, I have the inner dwelling of Christ inside of me. Mm-hmm. And I have been told this past week that what is inside of me comes out of me. But if I'm doing everything with love in my heart, then my growth pattern is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, I have to line up with the Word. I have to line up with him. Because mm-hmm. he is my Lord and Master, and the
yes.
only Lord and Master I have.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you so much for bringing this to me tonight, not only me, but to this audience that you feed every mm-hmm. week. You're giving me something that is confirmation for me, because this is what I've been praying about.
That's the way God is.
I know. I know, and I appreciate you so much. I enjoy you being here on the Big D Show. Every week mm-hmm. I look forward to this segment because it's the most important thing mm-hmm. to me. I encourage anyone that doesn't have a personal relationship with God
yes.
to please talk with someone. You can come and
yes.
see Brother Bobby. I know he's at New Life Church. Could you please give the
1200
address?
1200 Welty Road.
I'm going to remember that. I'm going to memorize that.
1200 Welty Road at the end of 11th Street Southeast in the sharp curve. There is New Life in Dead Man's Curve.
And I have attended there, and it is definitely a place of welcome.
Yes.
You do feel welcome. You don't feel out of place. It's not like you've got to dress to the hilt, you know. The Lord receives you mm-hmm. as you are. So,
we're a little bit different, not because we try to be, just because we're trying to be who we are. One of the things we put emphasis on is being real.
And that you are.
We want to be real.
And I have never been there and felt uncomfortable. I have always the sermons that are preached there, just they apply to the life in general and your day-to-day mm-hmm. life, you know.
Yes.
It's not like it's made up at a made-up scenario.
Right.
It is real life. And you
yeah.
bring that every week.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you thank you and how much I enjoy you mm-hmm. being here. And I know that God brought you through Daryl in my life
mm-hmm.
for a purpose. And right. I want to live out God's purpose.
Absolutely.
So, this is Little D with the Big D Radio Show. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back with Christopher Greer and Mark Ryan and also Bailey Vest. So stay tuned. This is Live 95.5. We'll be right back.
Child.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
No longer new, but still all Coleman. We are Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Hey guys, this is Little D with the Big D Radio Show. In studio tonight we have Bailey Vest, who is well known for Bay, which I love. You tell everybody what the meaning is behind that, because you told me last week.
Okay, all my little cousins and stuff, they all, you know, they hear Bailey when they're learning to talk. They always call me Baby. So, like, all my little cousins started calling me Baby, then it got cut to short Bay. So that's kind of just how it... And then Brooke's my middle name. So.
I knew that. I knew your middle name was Brooke. Yeah. But you're a sweetheart of a young lady.
Aw.
And Big D loves you. He does. He's crazy about you. He thinks your music rocks. And I do too. And you're a promising, promising young lady with your talent. What you're bringing here to the studio, I appreciate.
Oh, I appreciate y'all so,
so very much. And, you know, I want you to continue to come in on the show with me. And I want you to stay with me. And big things are going to happen for you, young lady.
I pray.
You just stay focused. I'm sure that you'll go back and listen to what Brother Bobby said later. Yeah. I don't know if you were tuning in live out there, but no, I definitely want you to listen to what he had to say. I, of course, know that piece of paper was for me tonight, and I got all the confirmation that I need to because God works in mysterious ways, and all things are revealed in his time and not in ours.
That's right.
So I want you to stay focused and concentrate on your music and where God's going to take you, because without him, you can't go on your own.
Oh, yeah.
And with that said, what have you been doing this week? Because I've been watching you on Facebook.
It kind of went crazy this week. I mean, it really did.
Well, you got a shout-out somewhere, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. His name's Iceman. He's over a radio station in Nashville. And he gave me a shout-out at the Backstage Opry something. It's by the Grand Ole Opry. And he gave me a shout-out and stuff. And, like, I was watching his live video. And then he was like, Babe Brooke. And I was like... And I was just so shocked. And I was like, Mama, come here. And, like, she come in there. We was all flipping out. But, like, oh, it was crazy. And he invited me to come on his radio station. So.
And you're going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do we know what time frame he airs in? I mean, because, like, we
it's
will.
It's on Thursday.
It's on. Well, that'll be okay.
Yeah,
that's fine. That's fine. I want you to go there.
Right.
I want you to do that. You need all the experience that you can get.
Right, yeah.
You know, and I know you've talked to me about certain things that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And your focus and your dream is important to you. Your guitar is your tool, and your voice is angelic, as Daryl said last week. It is very true. And, you know, I think big things are going to happen for you. I think you're going places. I would like to do a shout-out to Wes Brown and how proud I am of him. Me and Big D are very proud of him and where he's going and what he's doing, and he is focused.
Mm-hmm.
And to let everybody know, he will be back here in Coleman, Alabama to do a concert April the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all excited about it. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Big D's excited about it. And, you know, we welcome him back, and, you know, his future is bright, and God's given him a platform to stand on.
Right.
So, what are you going to start off with tonight?
As y'all know, the lead singer of the Cranberries died Monday. And I had actually listened to the song Zombie, you know, that morning. My mom messaged me because she knows I'm such a fan. And I just flipped out. So I just knew I had to do Zombie.
And it's Dolores?
Yeah.
Ryan, where you are? What's to pronounce her name?
O'Riordan.
O'Riordan. She was 46 years old. Awful young. I don't know, like, the case or anything, but I do like the Cranberries. And the song you're going to be singing tonight is Zombie?
Yes.
So, let's hear you, sweetheart.
Okay.
Another head hangs slowly, doubt is slowly taken. The violence caused such silence, who are we mistaken? But you see, it's not me, it's my family. In your head, they're fighting with their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns. In your head, they're crying. What's in your head? In your head, zombie, zombie, zombie. Heart is taken over. The silence got such violence. Who are we mistaken? It's the same old theme since 1916. In your head, in your head. They are fighting. What's in your head? In your head. Zombie, zombie, zombie. In your head. Oh, in your head. Zombie.
That's awesome, girl.
Woo!
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Good. Excuse me. Oh, it took my breath away. Sorry, guys.
I love the spin you put on that.
Oh, I loved it. It was great. It was absolutely great.
That
was like, you bring your own twist, and I love that.
And you know, I mean, everybody's like, you know, karaoke, you got to do it by, you know. And but for me, like, when I'm playing, I feel the music so much that, like, I don't know.
We can feel the music, sister.
I can't really control it. Like, I mean, like, I just kind of put this twist on it. And, like, I mean, some people get, you know, a little upset if you don't follow the original. But
it's true. I've seen that. I have.
I'm going to jump in here, though, and I'm going to say this. Make that music yours. And that's
right,
what you did with that song.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a word for people who have to play it exactly the way it was originally recorded. They're called tribute bands. And
exactly,
if you want to see
a
tribute band, then go see one. There's some great ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it honors the artist when you take that song that they did their way and you put your own twist on it, because you're helping that song stay alive and you're helping that song kind of reach a new audience. And what you just did was awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
And if anybody knows me, this is my passion right here. Mm-hmm. The bands, the musicians, seeking out the new artists. We have so much talent in Coleman. I know we have talent in surrounding areas. But Coleman, we are just something special. There's something special here. You know, it's rooted within us. And I know Christopher's not from Coleman, and I know Ryan's not from Coleman. But I'm just saying they're not far far away, and there's just so much talent here. It's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So you want to jump into an original for me?
This one's called Who Knew Heaven Had a Rock Band.
Let's hear it, sister.
Yeah, and it's about, you know, all the artists that I just really, really love, you know, that's passed away. And, like, I don't really feel like they're completely gone. I don't.
It's okay.
Up, it's a mojo rising. Looks like the crystal ship left. Heads up, the sky is falling. Jimmy says it's off my head. Away with me to the watchtower. Molly just shook my hand. One house but yet torn linen. Who thought they'd be best friends? Yeah, who knew that heaven had a rock band? Purple rain, can you see it falling? Flying past Prince and his Corvette. Michael Jackson out moonwalking. Thriller time makes Ziggy the frontman. Walk the line with Johnny and Elvis. Angel choir, the sound of pure bliss. Front row just reaching out my hands. Tupac and Whitney Houston, laughing about what all the press said. Funny how they think we still care. headed out of our bed, singing live with Janis Joplin. Girl, go up in the molly, just shake my head. White House, but yeah, darling, and who thought that they'd be best friends? Yeah, who knew that Evan and Robin?
I have always said that these artists have died too soon. It was 28, is that not right?
Yeah, 26 to 28.
So and you know, they've just barely lived their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm probably Christopher's the oldest in the room, I think. But anyway. Hush, Chris. But I'm just saying their life was cut short and that is an awesome tribute. That is so cool.
That's
loved
got
it.
To be one of my favorite ones. Cause
I loved it.
When
that was good.
Jim Morrison is like from that genre. He is my favorite musician.
Yeah,
Crystal
yeah.
Ship is my favorite song. For
oh,
him.
That's crazy! And like I was so worried that like none of y'all would know. I mean, like the Mojo Rise, and not very many people know that you know Jim Morrison.
Like, yeah, but you're in the room.
Yeah, like people my age, anyways. You know what I mean? They're like Jim Morrison. He was it.
Yeah, you might have been born in a different era than you were supposed to be.
I swear. I feel like I should be
I've always
60s.
Thought that about myself, too. You do. You have an old soul, so I agree with that. But your talent just amazes me every...
Oh, thank you so much.
And your genre. I love that. Amy Winehouse
spin. I want that back so bad because, I mean, everything's pop. And, I mean, I love the blues.
Mm-hmm.
I love that raw soul. And, I mean, I just wish so
you
bad.
Were rocking some blues this week. I saw her on Facebook rocking some blues this week.
I love the blues.
And it's amazing. So now we're fixing to go completely somewhere different,
mm-hmm.
which is Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. Janis Joplin done it, too.
Did she?
Yeah.
I know that. And you get this request for this song a whole lot. I do notice that.
Yeah,
a lot of people
my last video,
really
the,
love
yeah,
you
summertime.
Singing this song. So
yeah. It was one of my very first ones that I ever recorded in an actual studio, so it's kind of special.
Mm-hmm. As well as it should be.
Right.
Okay, let's hear it, sister.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, my garden is high. But your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, baby, don't you cry. Oh, don't you cry. One of these Mondays, you're gonna rise up singing, and you'll spread your wings and take to the sky. Ooh, but until that moment, nothing that can arm you with your daddy, mommy. Mommy standing by. Oh, don't you cry. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Bailey, you just oh, like
you go, girl.
Thank you. Awesome.
So
that is awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
So I think we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with Mark Ryan and Christopher Greer and rock out the rest of the show. So y'all stay with us. This is Little D on the Big D Radio Show at Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Attention Coleman business owners, you are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
The third annual Coleman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors is coming up Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4. This event is a time where those who serve our community can come together for friendly competition and meet the people of the community that they serve. Registration fee is only $10 and open to all law enforcement, firefighters, EMS personnel, and dispatchers. Everyone is welcome to attend and vote for your favorite chili. It's the third annual Coleman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors, Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4. To register or for more information, call 256-595-4135. 256-595-4135. Don't miss the third annual Coleman EMS 911 Chili Cook-Off benefiting Saving Forgotten Warriors, Saturday, February 10th from 11 until 4.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. This is Little D, Danielle. Welcome back to our studio. We are like with all these wonderful musicians tonight. I'm proud to be here and to represent the show. First, before we start, I would like to do a shout out to all of my business owners. I'm the ad agent for What's Happening in Coleman. And Daryl Nethery is the creator of What's Happening in Coleman. And he offers a source of advertisement for local businesses to support our local merchants here. If anybody's interested, they can please give me a call at 256-531-5843. And, you know, also I'm the director of a wedding venue called Liberty Chapel Wedding Venue. We do 0% financing. So if you're looking to get married in the next year, and you'd like to get married on my venue, please give me a call at 256-531-5843. Of course, I have to throw some advertising in there because that's just me. I'm the ad girl.
Right.
And that's just how it goes.
That's just smart. That's just smart.
I'd like to say I utilize my intelligence very well. But anyway, in studio tonight, we have Christopher Greer, who is a stapler here in our studio, and Mark Ryan, who we brought in a couple weeks ago with this amazing raw new talent that I'm just blown away by. These guys are going to sing for us, and we're going to start out with...
It's a song called Save Me.
Save Me, all right.
This is an original, and I don't usually do this, but I'm going to say where this song came from. One of my I call them brothers up in North Carolina. As a buddy of mine named Dano. Dano was the lead singer in a band that I was in up in Charlotte, and he was dealing with addiction with one of the people that he's very close to and that he loves very much, and he just didn't know where to turn. And one night he sent me this long email letter. It was like 3-4 pages, and it was just this stream of conscience writing that all the stuff that this person had said to him and all the stuff that he was feeling. And he asked me, he said, could you please make a song out of this? And I told him that I would. So if you've got somebody who's dealing with addiction, first off, I mean, we've got a treatment program at New Life, but this song's written about what they go through. And I used to be one of those people, and I think Mark used to be one of those people. And, you know, by the grace of God, we're not anymore. But the song is called Save Me. Dano, this is for you. It's also called Drew's Song.
I've heard you sing a lot of songs, son, but that's probably one of the most intense songs I've ever heard you sing.
It touches something that you normally don't hear. And It's very personal to me.
I mean, I actually, I know Bailey said she got, I was getting chills because the words that you are singing ring true for so many people because they're at rock bottom and they're screaming out, whether inside or with a voice on the outside saying, save me.
They just want somebody to hear them. They want somebody, they're reaching out for anything. When I was there, when I hit my rock bottom, and I've told a few people this, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I went into my garage with a guitar and a bottle and a gun. And I didn't know if I was going to live to see the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't care. And when you get to rock bottom, there's only one way you can go up. But for you to really get healed, there's only one way to do that. And the only way that you're going to do that is God. You could 12-step program from now until Judgment Day, going to a meeting every single day. But until you get in touch with somebody who can fix what's inside of you, all you're doing is putting a Band-Aid on a shotgun wound. Mm-hmm. And it ain't going to do a bit of good.
It's very true. It's very true. And it's amazing to me how the Lord is working in this room tonight and has worked from the minute that I have walked through that door, not just about me.
It's because the people here are open to what
and
God's
doing. And it's true. And, you know, of course, Big D has gave us a platform here to be able to have God in everything and in his hand in everything that we do. And my number one focus going in from forward into my growth, into the growth of this show, is to reassure everyone that without him we are nothing.
Absolutely.
And everyone in this room has a purpose. Sure. And I want to fulfill that purpose with the Big D Radio Show. And not just me, because you guys don't understand how passionate I am about bringing this every week.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever form that I lay the show out, because I am the executive director and have been for a year, it's important to me to make sure that that lost person out there knows, no different than that song right there that says, save me. There's only one Lord and Savior, and yep, he will save you. And so with that said, Christopher, we have time for one more.
Okay.
And so you guys,
let's do stand up.
I
want to do stand up because I don't feel right if we're not going to sing a song about God. And this
thank
one,
you.
This is an original. This is one that I really, man, I grieve on singing this one.
Again, this is Christopher Greer and Mark Ryan, and they are going to sing Stand Up. You guys have the floor.
Buddy.
Tired of the life that was killing him,
he stood up.
Tired of the hate filling him,
he stood up.
He decided to make a change,
he stood up.
He left behind heartache and pain,
he stood up.
While beaten down for so long, something better was before his eyes. Lifted his voice, heaven, heaven heard his cries.
Come on now.
Man, I used to be.
I stood up.
Since his blood washed over me,
I stood up.
In love with this life I'm living,
I stood up.
I'm not perfect, just forgiven,
I stood up.
I gave my life to his glory, and I'm never gonna be the same. Left down at the altar, I was baptized in his name. Come on now. Witnesses testified,
he stood up.
Pilate let him be crucified,
he stood up.
No, the grave couldn't hold him,
he stood up.
days later he told them.
Stood up.
He let the nails pierce his flesh so he could redeem the lost. All our sins could be forgiven. Calvary covered the cost.
Come on now.
Hey, I make my stand. Jesus, he stood for me. Hey, I make my stand. Won't you stand with me? Hey, I make my stand. For the one who's standing free. Hey, I make my stand.
Hallelujah and praise the Lord. That was awesome, guys. Thank you so very much. I appreciate everyone in the studio. Also in studio, I want to recognize Zach Ratcliffe, who is going on live tonight with live feed for Bailey and Christopher and whoever else he's working for tonight. We appreciate you coming in and spending time with us. And, of course, Tanya Godby, who's my best friend, and I appreciate her doing live feed for me tonight. And I appreciate each and every one of you. The hard work and the dedication that we are going to do this year is going to be phenomenal. Hold on tight. We're going to spread the word of God.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited about where we're going and what we're doing. I want to do a shout out to Big D, who I
miss you, D.
Missed him terribly here tonight in the studio. But I will fulfill my purpose, and my focus will remain. And with that said, I would like Christopher Greer to please lead us out in prayer.
Thank you, God, for your mercy. God, thank you for the blessings that you've poured out upon us. Lord, thank you for the fellowship we had here tonight. Thank you for the spirit that moved in this place tonight, God. We lift you up and we give you the glory in all things, Lord. For without you, we can accomplish nothing. I lift you up, God. I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So this is Little D with the Big D Radio Show from Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. Big D will be back with Understanding the Law on Tuesday with local attorney Melvin Hastings. We appreciate your time. And as always, as Big D would say, God bless you and God bless America. Have a great evening, guys.